You're listening to the Clean Comedy Podcast with James Creviston and Luke LaCoy.
Comedy Podcast is James. This week is just me. Right, we're in 2022. I know we skipped last week. Why? We're taking a week off. Needed a break. It's been wild. I have a lot of stuff coming. A lot of people that are about to come on the podcast. So I've been out working on stuff. And also it was the holidays. But 2022, I don't know about you guys, but I'm excited. This episode is all about getting on your best foot for 2022 and the things that I'm doing. So I'm going to pass on what I plan on for doing. I know I did. Danny and I did an episode where we talked about our 2022 resolutions, but I also really started coming up with a plan of ways to get better at comedy. I hope that this will help all of you guys too and girls. You know, I'm trying to be general here. Sorry for saying guys and not trying to be like that. But so let's jump into it because I am so excited for this. I'm excited for 2022. I already have a plan in motion. I know days that I'm doing stuff. I have, I'm teaching teens again this year. It's going to be a great year. So first thing that I'm making sure that I do, and I'm doubling down on this. I already do it, but it's one of those things where I have to constantly remind myself. I'm going to be doing daily writing. So it's a joke writing every day. I thought about posting like my joke writing, like on YouTube or something like that, but I don't know how that's going to react. I don't know how people are going to like it. I've thought about it. If it's something you guys want, please leave a comment on the show, in the show notes, or on YouTube or whatever, and just let me know if that's something that you'd be interested in. The other thing that I'm doing is I'm really getting more into workshopping ideas. I already do like a Tuesday workshop with Robert G. Lee and some other comedians. So I do that. But I think this is something that everyone could benefit from is finding a group or a Zoom group or something like that to workshop ideas. I would even be happy to host one of those things to help people once a week or every 2 weeks, something like that, or once a month, whatever it is, to kind of help everyone get along with that stuff. It's really good. And then if you don't want to do it that way, a live show app, which we've had the founders on here before, is a great way to workshop stuff. And there's like 4 or 5 open mics every day. You get feedback there. You know right away, you get the recording of it so you can listen to it. Where did you go wrong? Did you rush here? Was that not a funny punchline? Can you? And sometimes just listening to the stuff back, or even when you say it in front of a group of people, like not on stage necessarily, but like in front of a group of people, you hear, oh, that's not as funny out loud as it is when I wrote it down. If I said it this way, it'd be funnier, change it, whatever, that kind of stuff. So that's what I recommend for you and for what I'm doing is I'm really wanting to workshop a lot of stuff. I am workshopping a lot of stuff because I have some opportunities that have opened up. Like I said, I really want to do Dry Bar this year. I really want to record a special this year, an album. I'm working on a book that's going to be tied into the album and the special. So hopefully all that stuff will be kind of working together. And then I will be able to kind of go from there. And I'm really refining who I am. I watched Jim Gaffigan's new special on Netflix. And I realized you know who he is, right? You know who he is. So now with my opening special thing that I want to do, album, people have to know who I am. And if I would have done this 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, it'd be different than me doing it now. And I know who I am and I'm more refined in what I am. And everybody who knows me knows exactly who I am, right? Like I'm just a big nerdy girl dad and that's who I am. And so it's going to be something along those lines and I'm going to work all that stuff in there together. Along with the Gavigan thing, I've been watching more and more comedy. I've been watching more and more specials, more and more stand-up. I've been dipping my toe into things that are outside of my norm, comedians I might not watch before. I'm even going back and watching old specials. I was watching Cedric the Entertainer over the break, who I love, who actually stole an idea. And he didn't steal from me. But my idea for a long time was like I always wanted to do a special where I had like a marching band like come and do the thing and over for me. And Cedric did that, which is awesome because he's amazing. I was like, man, I wish I would have, you know, but it is what it is. It is what it is, right? So that's one of those things where it's like, okay, you got to step up your game. So watch more comedy because what I learned is when I watch stuff, it inspired me. Like Lil Rel Howery has his first special was in Compton in like a gymnasium. And at first you're thinking like, man, that's end of the day. I was like, man, how's he going to pull this off? It's so good. It's so good. After a while, I forgot he was in a gymnasium, right? But it's really well done. And I loved it. And it like really showed who he is. And he really connected. And I felt actually I felt more connected in that moment than like had he done it in like the Comedy Store or in a big arena or something like that. You get to know who he is. So that was awesome. The next thing that I'm doing, and I encourage you guys to do, and at least one thing, is sign up for a comedy contest or competition. I know there's the Clean Comedy Competition, which I did like my first year of comedy, which was, I don't know why I did that, but it was awesome. It was eye-opening. I learned a lot. I made some friends. I grew. That's how I met Luke. That's how I met Robert G. Lee. That's how I met Michael Palisak. It's like I met a ton of people that way. My friend Jonathan, who I love, and I haven't seen it. I want to. Actually, I need to reach out to him. So, Jonathan, if you're listening, I miss you, and I will be reaching out. It was one of those things where it really opened my eyes, and it made a lot of connections for me, and it really grew my comedy. And I part of me thinks like, oh, I would have been benefited 2 years or more in, or I would have benefited later on. But I don't know. I don't know. The 1 year at Mark when I did it, I grew a lot. Like there were jokes that I thought were funny that worked well, that weren't well received by some groups of people because of the joke. So I was like, okay. But also I'll be refined, like what kind of comedian I am, who I am, that kind of stuff. But I also signed up this year for the World Series of Comedy. And I'm hoping to get Joe, who runs it. He runs the World Series of Comedy on the podcast. I reached out to him. So we're hoping to get that happen. So fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. Oh, I did that Prince William thing, right? Where you think I'm flipping you off or whatever. Fingers crossed. And working on that because I want to do more things. And do I think I'm going to win the World Series Comedy? No, not at all. Not at all. Do I think it's going to be a good experience and it's going to force me to work? Yes. That's why I did it. Really, sometimes, I don't know how you guys are, but I am. If I don't have a goal, if I don't have something like under the gun to like get me to there, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to work as hard. I'm going to work, right? But I'm not going to work as hard. I'll maybe give it 50%, 60%. But if I know I have to have a good set, type 5, whatever, by X day, dude, I'm going to hustle my buns off, right? If I know that I'm going to be doing show here, show here, show here, show here, I'm going to work a little bit harder to work on my set, maybe two times a week more, three times a week more, whatever it is. Having a goal like that, a competition or a contest or an event that you want to go to, you know, it doesn't have to be something big like our friend Chris Cope did, you know, the Big Sky thing. Like, it doesn't have to be something like that, right? Where it has to be a giant. But think about all the things that you want to do. Think about all the competitions that you want to enter. I want to do, there's one that I found out about that's in Alaska. It's like the end of the world stand-up competition or something like that. I forgot what it was. Sorry, guys. But it's a thing that people go to Alaska and do stand up in Anchorage that have never, like, it's the last place you would think would be a comedy competition. And there's people from all over the world. I know that there's people from LA that go up there. So it's one of those things where if you want to do something, if you're like me, you need a motivating factor. So find your motivating factor, find the thing that you want to do this year and get motivated to go do that thing. And the last thing is find an offstage outlet. Now, it doesn't have to be comedy related. I do screenwriting and comedy writing and other stuff as my job or as work, like besides stand-up. But find an outlet outside of comedy offstage, something that's not stage related. For example, I've said this several times. I'm a huge nerd, right? And so, yeah, I do other podcasts. I do Making a Geek podcast where we talk about stuff like that. But I also play Magic the Gathering, which is like one of my favorite things in the world to do. I dedicate a whole day every week to doing it. It's so I can get out of my own head. Sometimes I come up with cool bits while we're playing. Sometimes it's just a way to decompress and get out of my own way, get out of my own mind. I do all my work in the morning. Then I go play Magic in the afternoon, and that's my day. And that's what I do. And it has really helped me become a better person, become a better comedian, be better about spending my time and how I spend my time. It's really stepped up my creativity level. It stepped up my family level. It stepped up my relationship level. It stepped up my, like, just everything has really stepped up because I found an outlet that's not even comedy related at all. And I realized a lot of my stuff before that was still comedy adjacent, right? Like, I'm still like, I want to review comedy movies, or I want to review movies, which is, you know, it's adjacent. There's a lot of comedy movies that I like. Or I want to write comedy movies, or I want to write comedy TV shows, or I want to write sketches or whatever. It's still comedy adjacent, right? And that's a good thing to do. But it's like, okay, you need something that's off stage, it's away from comedy, that's not even the same realm. I know a lot of actors and improvers and stuff do play D&D. I used to play D&D. Unfortunately, I don't have a D&D group, so I can't do that. But magic is something that I can go do and can go play, and there is a group of people that want to play every week, and it just makes it easier for me. So find your non-comedy off stage, away from comedy outlets, and do that. Find something that you've always wanted to do. Make this year, like, go buy an air fryer and become a chef, you know, one day a week or whatever, right? That's your thing for the week, for the day or whatever. I know people were making sourdough and whatever and stuff, and fermented foods during the pandemic. Like, just find something. I found magic during the pandemic. I started playing online, and then I found a community near me, and it was actually D&D adjacent. Like, I love D&D. Magic was going to have a D&D set. I was like, I should learn how to play magic so I can play the magic D&D set. Got me into magic, started playing more. Now I play what's called Commander, or EDH, Elder Dragon Highlander, which is like a way, but now it's called Commander. Anyways, and I started doing that, and now I play magic once a week, every week, at least once a week, if not two or three times, sometimes if I get lucky. But I go play. And so it's really stepped up my creative juices. It's really stepped up my game and what I need to do to be prepared for the other days of the week, right? Because if I know Thursday is my Commander day, right, the day I'm going to go play Commander, I better have all my other work done before then. And if it's not done, I better have a plan to get it done on Friday or to get done on Saturday if I'm going to. And I obviously take Sunday off to go do family stuff and church and whatever. But do those things and try to schedule it. I'm finding that making a schedule for myself, a daily schedule, where I've talked about this, where I put, like, you know, things on, notes on my phone of what I'm going to do for the day. Every day at the beginning of the week, so on Saturday when I'm done with all my stuff, I start making the list for the next week. And maybe I have to add things, maybe I have to take things off, maybe things change, whatever. I'm making those notes for myself so that I know, okay, this is what I have to accomplish every day. And then on Thursday, I just put whatever I need, like a quick thing, like maybe I need to edit a video, maybe I need to make a phone call, maybe I need to send an email, whatever it is. And then in the afternoon, that's it. I don't do anything. I don't schedule anything else. Nobody schedules anything with me. We're done. That's my day. So I hope that helps you guys. This is my plan for 2022. This is the things that are motivating me to move forward. Go do something. Like I said, we're going to have somebody, Joe from World Series of Comedy, coming on soon. We're going to have more guests coming soon. If you think the group idea is great, let me know. We can start something here. If not, go to a live show app. A live show app is going to have every day. They're going to have all kinds of stuff on there. We've sponsored a live show app shows. I might try to do Queen Comedy Podcast open mic once a week or something like that. We could maybe try that. Let me know. Put the comments in YouTube. Email me, whatever it is, and we'll figure this out. I'm so glad that we're together in 2022. Let this be the year that you step up your comedy game. I'm stepping up my comedy game this year, right? This is going to be the year I'm going to get a lot of successes. You're going to hear the successes. You're going to hear the failures. You're going to hear the bumps. You're going to hear all the stuff. You're going to see. I'm going to tell you, because this is the year. For me, I thought 2020 was going to be the year. It went, right? It started off great, and I went, just pooped out. 2021 was just me refining, trying to catch back up, get to where I needed to be stable. That's where I'm at. Now, 2022, step up to the next level, to the next game. That's where we're going, right? Hopefully, Dave Studebaker's Dry Bar is going to come out. So then he and Luke and I will go on tour soon, and we'll be doing more stuff. There's a lot of things coming, and we're working on more and more projects. So let's make 2022 awesome for everybody, right? Let's step it up. We got this, right? If this is your wake-up call, this is your motivation. If this is what you need to hear, I hope this is what you need to hear. This is what I needed. And I come up with a plan. If you need help, you want to reach out to me. I'm more than happy to help you out. I'm also thinking about starting an Instagram just so I have like a way to communicate with people. I don't know, but we'll go from there. And thank you so much for listening. Please like, please subscribe, please leave us a review on iTunes. Please subscribe on YouTube. We need to get to 1,000. This is the year goal. Get to 1,000 subscribers. Share this with every person you know, please, right? There's so much back content with so many people and so many things. Please share. Let's get this going. Let's get up to 1,000. Let's get this going, okay? Thank you so much. Please share. Please like. Please subscribe. Have a great one, and we'll see you next week. Bye.